Thank you all for joining me. I'm looking forward to my lunch with men and women who care deeply about the human condition in Burma. Unfortunately, my wife is not here. She's on the Thai-Burmese border, talking about the same thing we're going to be talking about. I want you to know, and want the people of your country to know, the American people care deeply about people of Burma, and we dream for the day in which people will be free. And part of my reason for asking you for lunch is not only to hear your own stories, but for you to give me advice about what you think America ought to be doing. I've just been briefed on the response to the typhoon, and I'm pleased that our government was so generous, and I'm pleased that a lot of the aid that we pay for is actually getting to the people themselves. One of my questions is not how much money you get, but is it actually making a significant difference in people's lives? And I was told it is. I was told of stories about U.S. money going to buy seed and fertilizer so farmers in the Delta can get their crops in the ground, feed their families, and hopefully feed people in their communities. I'm always inspired by acts of courage, and I'm having lunch with courageous people, so I want to thank you for coming. I have a couple of comments, and then we'll eat some food. Would you like to start, please? What's your name?
My name is Leila. I'm the Palau ethnic. Also belong to the Women's League of Burma, which is an umbrella women's organization comprised of 12 women's organizations based on different ethnic cities from Burma. And we are working to empower women and to be able to participate in the peaceful and reconciliations in Burma. And also raising awareness about Burma, about the gross human rights violations in Burma that were committed by the military regime to the international community as an advocacy work. And the military regime is still continues to deploy their troops along the ethnic areas, and their soldiers continue to commit systematic human rights violations against the ethnic nationality, which includes also rape, which has been long used as a weapon of war in Burma. And we are doing advocacy to get the support, political support from the international community. And we are very lucky and very fortunate to have the United States government to support us in different means and different ways. And especially we would like to give our gratitude to the United States for the new sanctions in blocking the import of Burmese jade to the United States.
Right.
And this is really hitting the regime, which is and the regime and their associates who have been destroying the country's natural resources for their own benefit and leaving ordinary citizens in extremely poverty.
Yeah.
And secondly, we are also very grateful to have our American friends and helping the Cyclone Nugget survivor, the victims.
Yeah.
And we also would like to inform the United States government here, and there is still a restriction of aid to the Cyclone Nugget victims by the military regime. And we would like to also request that the United States government to put pressure, to continue their pressure on the regime to hinder to give the access by the local and international community to the victim of the Nugget cyclone survivor. And because we are really concerned as a women's organization here, and women and children who are in the cyclone Nugget affected area are vulnerable to the sexual exploitation. And thank you so much.
Good job. Yes, sir.
My name is Aung Zo. I was a student activist in 1988. I was briefly detained. I spent a week in a notorious prison. I was a soldier there. Then after that, I left Burma. I set up the ERA magazine, which I started to document human rights violations, and I started collecting information from Burma. So we have a stringer who worked inside the country, sent us the information to us from here, and then we released the information from here. So we also promote independent press and press freedom on Burma. And I think we're very pleased that we have this lunch meeting, and then this was sent a very, I think, not only a symbolic meeting, but also sent a strong signal to some ASEAN nations and also to China in particular, because who continue to defend and protect the Burmese military government. Thank you.